everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies like My Date with the President's Daughter
and the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about that case at the Supreme Court where they are talking about whether or not to put safeguards back into place for the what we know as the abortion pill. And I think that people have gotten confused by what this case actually is, because you've heard a lot of the media saying, oh, this is going to take away freedoms for women. This is going to take away the pill. It's going to reduce access. That's not what it's going to do. But there are real reasons to have these safeguards in place. And that's something that I feel like we're not actually hearing from the mainstream media. So I wanted to have a few folks on today that could talk to us about this and kind of educate us on this, because honestly, even when I was running, I'm going to be totally open here, I had some folks come to me and talk to me about the abortion pill, and I didn't fully understand how the abortion pill works. I thought, well, maybe we're talking about Plan B, and this is something that happens very early on in pregnancy, and we'll get all of the details. But from what I understand, this is up to 11 weeks. You're actually going through labor. You are having to give birth at home. I think people think, well, this is early on. It's like a miscarriage, but it is pretty significant. And that's why we have Dr. Christina Francis here with us. And we also have Kelly Fedorik. She is here with us. Dr. Francis is the CEO of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists. And Kelly is a senior counsel and the government affairs director for the Alliance Defending Freedom, a nonprofit legal organization. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. So I saw your interview with Caitlin Collins, and that was, I was watching it and I'm like, this is someone who can actually speak about this that has this experience. So I want to just kind of break down what I was just talking about, because I think there's a lot of misinformation about what exactly this lawsuit is. And people are saying this would take away the pill completely. But Dr. Francis, can you explain why you decided to go to the Supreme Court with this and what it actually is that you're asking for?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, thank you so much for having us. And I do think it's important to explain to your listeners exactly what it is we're talking about when we talk about the abortion drug, but also then what exactly this case was about. And so as you brought up, I think a lot of people think that the abortion drug is the same thing as something like Plan B or an emergency contraceptive. But it's important for people to understand it's actually a very different drug. So it's a specific drug called mifepristone that the FDA approved in the year 2000 that is meant to cause an abortion of an established pregnancy. So that's very different than, say, Plan B. And the drug works by interfering with a key hormone in pregnancy called progesterone, and it essentially leads to the starvation of the embryo or the fetus, and that's what typically then leads to the death of that preborn child. And then a woman takes a second drug called misoprostol that puts her into labor, as you said. It causes the uterus to contract, and it puts her into labor and causes her to deliver her preborn child than typically at home alone. And now with what the FDA has done, without any sort of medical oversight or medical supervision. And so that's actually what led the changes, these reckless changes that the FDA made to the safety precautions that it had put in place surrounding this drug when it approved it, is what led us to file this lawsuit. And, you know, just very briefly, not to go into all of the details, but very briefly, what the FDA did, its reckless actions that endangered women and girls, was initially to expand the range in pregnancy that these drugs could be used from 7 weeks of pregnancy up through 10 weeks of pregnancy, knowing that that was going to increase complications. And then also saying initially a woman had to have 3 in-person visits with a physician. So 1 before she took the drugs, and then 2 follow-up visits to ensure that her abortion was complete and to ensure that she wasn't having significant complications related to the drugs. They took those 2 follow-up visits away initially. And then at the same time that they did all of that, they said, now you don't need to report complications to us anymore. Now all you need to do is report deaths to us. Apparently that's all that matters to the FDA, is whether or not a woman dies. And then in 2021, the FDA, we think most egregiously, took away that final really important safeguard, which was that initial in-person visit. And that visit is so important for many, many reasons. 1, it's the only way a woman can actually receive fully informed consent and understand the potential risks of taking these drugs that are specific to her in her particular situation. It's also the only way that a life-threatening condition called an ectopic pregnancy can be ruled out with either an ultrasound or an exam. And it's also the only way we can screen for other sort of complications that might arise, like whether or not she's Rh negative or whether or not she's being coerced or forced into this abortion.
So what happens if you are away. What happens if you are Rh negative or have an ectopic pregnancy or ectopic, I'm saying that wrong, pregnancy? Because in those cases, is this something that could be dangerous if you take this pill?
Absolutely. So first, if a woman has a negative blood type, we know that she needs to receive a medication called Rogam in order to prevent complications in future pregnancies. And so many women who have been pregnant who maybe have a negative blood type might remember that typically at about 28 weeks of pregnancy.
Me.
There you go. And then again, oftentimes after delivery, you have to receive this medication Rogam to prevent problems in future pregnancies. But we also know for women that have procedures in the first trimester of pregnancy, whether that be treatment for a miscarriage or whether it be an abortion, they need to have Rogam then also to prevent them from having complications. Really, the very dangerous thing, as you said, Tudor, is ectopic pregnancy. So that's a condition where the embryo implants somewhere outside of the cavity of the uterus, the inside of the uterus where it's supposed to implant. And that is still the leading cause of maternal mortality in the first trimester. Even in the U.S., it occurs in 1 in 50 pregnancies. So this is not uncommon. And
wow.
The reason it's particularly dangerous for women who take these drugs when they don't know that they have an ectopic pregnancy is twofold. One is that these drugs don't treat an ectopic pregnancy. So that pregnancy will continue to grow and then can lead to the tube bursting and causing life-threatening bleeding inside of a woman's abdomen. The other reason why it's so dangerous is because the symptoms that a woman experiences with an ectopic pregnancy are the same symptoms she's going to experience from her chemical abortion. And that is vaginal bleeding and abdominal pain. And so she's going to be told these are normal symptoms that are going along with your abortion. She won't even know that she's having life-threatening bleeding. And that delay in care, I've seen it myself, that delay in care can mean the difference between life and death for a woman with an ectopic pregnancy. And so this is so dangerous. And it's why we have said so many times that it really shouldn't matter where someone stands on the issue of abortion. Everyone should be in support of this case. Everyone should be in support of these essential safeguards being put back into place for these drugs.
That's the part I don't understand, because it's like taking healthcare out of the equation here. I mean, for me, for example, now I know that this is up to, did you say up to 10 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my question is, what happens if you take it when you're 12 weeks? How do you know that you're 10 weeks? What are the complications if you start taking this later in pregnancy?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we know from even the earliest studies that were done when this drug was approved, that the farther along a woman is in her pregnancy when she takes these drugs, the higher the risk of complications. Up to the point that at about 13 weeks of pregnancy, somewhere between 30 and 40% of women will need a surgical completion of their abortion. And that could mean life-threatening hemorrhage or bleeding, infection because of retained tissue. So it's very significant how far along a woman is in her pregnancy when she takes these drugs. And what the abortion industry and what the FDA will say is that, well, you can just ask women how far along they are and you can just base it off of that. Well, of course, there's many problems with that. I mean, one, who's to say that the woman isn't, you know, lying? The other thing is she really may not know how far along she is. So even the American College of OBGYNs, ACOG, says that up to 50% of women will be wrong about how far along they are based on their last menstrual period, and that any pregnancy that is not dated by an ultrasound should be considered suboptimally dated. And so what that means is that when a woman isn't even seeing a physician in person, she's not having an exam to judge how big is her uterus, how far along do we think she is based on that, or getting an ultrasound that would give very important information, there is a significant risk that she could have many more complications than she could even imagine because she's farther along in her pregnancy. And that's why that in-person visit is so important for informed consent, because how I would counsel a woman about the risk of these drugs if she's 6 weeks pregnant is very different than how I would counsel her if she's 12 weeks pregnant.
Well, and I kind of think that people don't understand when you talk about the risk, they don't understand how significant this is. I actually lost a baby at 18 weeks and we knew the baby was gone. We went into the hospital, they induced labor. It took 3 days of me sitting in the hospital, but I was monitored the entire time. And right. We had the baby, we held the baby, we waited for the placenta, never came. And then suddenly the nurse looked at me and said, honey, I remember looking at my husband and saying, I think I'm dying. And he was like, you're fine. And I said, something's wrong. It's like I could feel life slipping away. And the nurse, I said that to the nurse and she did an exam and she was like, honey, you have to go into surgery right now. We're calling the doctor. We're taking you down to the OR. And they had to do a DNC. I would not have survived. Right. It was truly me feeling life slip away. What would I have done had I been at home? And that, to your point, exactly. I was further along, obviously. But how do you know women in a desperate situation aren't going to, what's the difference between this and a back alley abortion? If that's what we're protecting, if we want abortions to be safe, then what's the difference if a woman can die in her own home? And it's that moment that you realize that you're nearly too late to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Tudor, first of all, I'm so very sorry for your loss. And I know from having sat with patients how difficult that must have been. But, you know, you've hit the nail on the head with exactly what can happen and does happen when women take these drugs farther along in pregnancy. Even when women take them earlier in pregnancy, that very same thing can happen. But certainly the risk of that happening is significantly worse the farther along they are. And this is what we are seeing in our emergency rooms. Myself, my colleagues, our over 7,000 members that belong to the organization that I represent, this is what we're seeing in increasing numbers in our emergency rooms is women hemorrhaging. You know, and it's interesting that you bring up how you felt. That's actually something I've had patients tell me too. There is something women understand, they know when something is wrong with them. And so imagine that happening, like you said, and you are in rural America where your closest hospital with adequate blood products or the ability to perform an emergency DNC is 2 hours away. You will bleed to death.
It terrifies
me. Before you arrive.
Right?
At that
exactly.
Hospital. Exactly. And this is something that happened to you, you know, very, very unfortunately, because of something that spontaneously happened with your pregnancy. What we are trying to hold to account is the FDA, who is inflicting this on women because they have removed the safeguards that they said were necessary around these drugs to ensure that at the very least, if women make the choice to take these drugs to have an abortion, that at the very least, the appropriate safeguards are in place. And it's completely reckless with women's health and with women's lives, what they've done.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Why remove these safeguards? And I ask that because it seems like something that I'm even hearing politicians say. Gretchen Whitmer the other day came out and said, we want to remove the healthcare appointment for birth control. We want birth control to be over the counter and that to remove barriers to getting mifepristone. And I'm like, wait, whoa, whoa, this is weird because now suddenly you're saying you don't want a doctor involved in birth control, which I think also I was a young person who suffered from cysts and I was on different birth controls and constantly monitored by my physician to see how that was affecting my body. And it does have major effects on your body. But then to say to remove barriers to the abortion drug sounds like we've got a governor of a major state in the United States pushing to make this abortion drug over the counter as well. I mean, do you see this potentially happening in the future? And why take healthcare out of it?
Well, you know, you're exactly right in that, and even birth control pills, you know, certainly have their risks, but we are talking about with the drug mifepristone, we are talking about a very high risk drug that the FDA recognized was high risk when they approved it. That's why they put these safeguards in place in the first place and left them in place for 16 years. And so the fact now that we're talking about removing even one in-person visit. I mean, of course, we were asking for those 3 in-person visits to be reinstated. But, you know, the fact that a woman is not even seeing a physician even one time surrounding taking these drugs is so dangerous. And I think that it shows the abortion industry cares about profits. We heard that from Danco's, the manufacturer's lawyer, in the oral argument. They care about profits more than they care about women and women's health and women's safety.
Well, and it's not only reckless, it's also unlawful. And that's why we've sued the FDA to hold them accountable for what they did. The FDA's own label states that roughly 1 in 25 women will end up in the emergency room from taking these drugs.
Wow. 1 in 25? Yeah.
1 in 25. Yeah. That's the FDA's own label that says that. And more. And in addition to that, their data states that without an in-person visit, up to 300% more women will have complications. 7% will need surgical intervention. The risks to these drugs are incredible. And yet the FDA not only removed these very common sense safeguards, which you're right, everyone, regardless of your views on abortion, should agree women deserve quality health care. They deserve to have a doctor when they're pregnant and facing difficult circumstances. But the FDA said, no, you don't deserve this. And not only that, what was so shocking during our argument is that the FDA argued that no one can even challenge their actions. We know that no federal agency is above the law and that women absolutely deserve better.
Isn't this also, I mean, doesn't this go beyond just healthcare and it goes to safety? Because we have a serious problem with in this country. I think we're the number two in the world for sex trafficking. You are putting people in a situation where you don't have a doctor saying, are you safe? I mean, when I go into the doctor, even if I go into my cancer doctor, I get a form to fill out. Do you feel safe at home? My kids get a form to fill out. Do you feel safe at home? This is a very aggressive and, like you said, dangerous procedure. And what caused the pregnancy is a big part of why you're getting rid of, but could potentially be a big part of why you are getting rid of the pregnancy. And yet you have no discussion with a doctor to find out if this woman is safe.
Well, and that's why the majority of Americans agree that the FDA acted recklessly, that they believe that women deserve the ongoing in-person care of a doctor when taking high-risk drugs. You know, you think about the safety component of this. What the FDA has done, it's left women and young girls to take these abortion drugs at home, alone, in their dorm rooms, without ever having seen a doctor in person. And that's heartbreaking to think about women anywhere, but especially young girls in their dorm rooms who don't know who to turn to, who don't have a doctor required to see them by the FDA. It's reckless, it's unlawful, and we're very hopeful the Supreme Court will hold this agency accountable and reinstate these very, very common sense safeguards.
There's so much involved in this. There's not only your physical health, but I think there's a huge mental health component to this too. And you have never had the opportunity to sit down with a physician who can say, do you need anything else? But I've also heard stories, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and this is just, you know, an old wives' tale, but we've heard the stories that there are women who did not understand that this would be giving birth, that when they see the actual fetus, when they see the embryo, they are shocked that this is in their home and they go into a complete panic mode. Have you heard these stories?
We have so many women's stories who come forward and shared that they were never told what would happen. Mm-hmm. They were never told that this would cause them to deliver their baby at home by themselves, that they would just bleed for weeks and weeks. What women are told is that this is easy, this is safe, it's just like having a heavy period, and that, you know, maybe you'll bleed for a couple days. And yet the reality of what women suffer, both physically, emotionally, psychologically, is so different than that. What really concerns me is the FDA has argued that these drugs are just as safe as Advil. And that's really laughable, because 1 in 25 women don't go to the emergency room from taking an Advil. And I think the women that who have shared their experiences with these chemical abortion drugs share the reality and the pain that these drugs have caused them, and that they've never been told what could happen by those who are prescribing them.
I think that was the shocking part about your interview with Caitlin Collins. She kept going back to, this drug is proven safe. They are telling you this is safe. And I think that a lot of us have said, well, we're a little bit concerned about some of these organizations. I mean, we've seen some of the other organizations in the U.S. be contradicted by European organizations that are like the counterpart over in Europe when they've said, this is safe, this is safe. And the other side is saying, actually, we don't think you should do that until you're this age or whatnot. But now, why do we have to just say we trust the FDA on this? Why can't we say, well, wait a minute, there can be people outside of that are seeing these effects after the fact This is now, I mean, it's not the approval process anymore. It's out there. We know, we don't have questions. It's not testing. We know this is happening. Why is it so hard to say, just put the safeguards back in place?
Great. Well, and as Kelly said, you know, we don't even have to go outside of the FDA, actually. The FDA admits that one in 25 women will end up in the emergency room. And, you know, I think for me, it's helpful to put a number on that. So, you know, Guttmacher just came out with their 2023 abortion numbers recently and said that for the first time ever, we're now above 60% of abortions in this country were done via these drugs. And so that equaled roughly 650,000 chemical abortions last year. Well, if you use the FDA's own numbers, which are likely conservative, but if you use the FDA's own numbers of one in 25 women, that means over 25,000 women likely went to the emergency room last year because of complications related to these drugs. These are not safe. And I can tell you that my colleagues and I, as we're running to the emergency room when we're being called for a woman who's hemorrhaging, can attest to the fact that this is not rare and that it is impacting women in a very real way, not just from a physical standpoint, but as you said, Tudor, also from a mental health standpoint, as they are faced with delivering their baby when they weren't prepared to do that. And so, you know, for people who say that this is rare, they are not people who are on the front lines like myself and my colleagues are, who are seeing women come into our emergency room in droves across this country, suffering very significant complications related not only to these drugs, but to the reckless way that they are being dispensed thanks to the FDA.
Well, and keep in mind, too, this is the same FDA that approved opioids not too long ago and said that they wouldn't cause addiction. So yeah. The FDA is not a trusted resource on this, and they are failing women. They're betraying women. Women deserve better, and they really need to reinstate these safeguards if they care at all about women's health.
You know, you brought up the comparison to Advil, that this is as safe as taking an Advil. So the numbers, 600,000, 25,000 women in 600,000 are ending up in the hospital, potentially even more. How do those numbers compare to other drugs? Is that something that if you are a researcher, you look at this and you say, okay, the sirens are going off. This is alarming.
If you compare it to the number of people who take Advil across the country, I mean, it's millions of people who take Advil every year. And yes, some people end up in the emergency room, mostly because of overdoses related to Advil or other medical conditions. But the numbers are, you know, I think we calculate it's 0.001% that related to taking Advil that go into the emergency room versus 1 in 25 who take these drugs. And the FDA approved dose, I should add.
And in addition to that, there is no label on Advil that says roughly 1 in 25 women who take these drugs will end up in the emergency room. So the risks are known. That's why the FDA originally, when the FDA approved these drugs back in 2000, they said, look, certain safeguards are vital. They're necessary to ensure women's health. And those include at least three in-person doctor visits, both before and after. Those are essential for women and girls. So the fact that they decided to remove those that they themselves deemed necessary early on is shocking, that they would take those away and remove that important in-person visit with a woman who is pregnant and who is considering abortion.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are not saying you want to restrict access. You're saying you want safe access. You want to make sure that the patient is cared for, which is just completely crazy that we're even arguing about this. But I want to talk a little bit about what you're protecting them from, because we've talked about hemorrhaging and the problems that people can have. I don't know that folks really fully understand, you know, if you're not medical, what does that mean? I mean, we're hearing about infertility. We're hearing about sepsis. We're hearing about kidney injuries, hemorrhaging, all of these things. How common are those issues? Because I think if a woman is choosing not to have a baby at this time, that doesn't necessarily mean she's signing up for no baby in the future at all, but that could be the case here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, just even to use an example of a patient that I cared for in my emergency room who had obtained these drugs online without an in-person visit, prior to getting them. And she presented to our emergency room because she was about 11 weeks or so along when she took these drugs by the time they got to her. And she presented to the emergency room with profound anemia or a low blood count because of all of the blood that she had lost. She required a blood transfusion. She also had retained tissue that was causing an infection. She required an emergency surgery to finish getting that tissue out of her uterus. And she also had the early stages of what we call acute kidney injury or injury to her kidney. So it had impacted the blood loss and the infection had impacted her kidneys. She was not told, because she didn't interact with a medical professional, first of all, but she was not told that these were possibilities if she took these drugs. And as you said, you know, she had a young baby and wasn't ready for another baby. And so took these drugs thinking that this would help her. And in fact, it caused her significant harm. And so you're right. You know, women are not being told about this. And, you know, we know at baseline, these drugs are inherently risky. That's why the FDA put these safeguards in place, to try to minimize those risks. But now they have removed all of those safeguards. And, you know, I think another important point to make is that I think many people envision that, oh, well, you know, women are going online and they're having like a telemedicine visit with a physician or with a medical professional before they're being given these drugs. In large part, that is not what's happening. They're going onto a website, they're filling out a form, and these drugs are being mailed to them. There is no significant interaction with anyone in the medical field, much less a physician. And so, you know, they're not being told about this possibility. And as you said, Tudor, the risk of bleeding, I used to tell my medical students that you have to respect the pregnant uterus, because there is so much blood flow going to a uterus with a baby inside of it, you know, by design, because that developing baby needs that blood flow. But the flip side of that is when a uterus starts bleeding in pregnancy, it can cause really profound bleeding really, really fast. And, you know, this way of dispensing these drugs, one of the arguments that was made of why this should be available like this is because, oh, what about women who don't have access to healthcare? They need to be able to access these drugs without seeing a healthcare professional. But those are exactly the women that are at the highest risk of suffering these complications and having, you know, lasting effects. As you said, they could lose their uterus as a result of this, meaning they'll never be able to have children. And this is something that at the very least they deserve to know going into it. And we know that they're not being given this kind of informed consent.
Well, and it just, how do you have an ultrasound and a telehealth visit? You know, when when I hear about a telemedicine visit, I'm like, this is not what you use this visit for. I mean, this was, you know, after we lost the baby, our visits were obviously much different than my last pregnancy was twins. And so that's a different pregnancy as well. And that I also think, how do you know it's not twins? How do you know you don't have multiples? And then what happens when you're at home and you're giving birth on your own? I mean, I just, you know, like you said, and I think that it is important to clarify, no matter where you stand on abortion, you should be for protecting women no matter what.
Right.
So what do you think that will come out, before I let you go, what do you think will come out of this Supreme Court hearing?
The Supreme Court will recognize how reckless and unlawful that the FDA violated the law when they removed these basic common sense safety standards, and will require them to reinstate it so that women are protected. And I think it, the bottom line really is that regardless of your views on abortion, women deserve better health care. They deserve to have safety standards when taking these high-risk drugs. And the FDA should always put women's health over the pharmaceutical company's bottom line.
It's fascinating to think that it comes down to money, but oftentimes it does come down to money. I think that we would say that as we watch the political world, even though this should not be a political issue, we see folks that are pushing for reduced health care, even though they're claiming that this is healthcare. And I don't know that this is, I'm not saying that that is a malicious thing, but I think it is important that we have people out there who understand healthcare in a way that politicians never will, to say, well, wait, we actually have to have healthcare visits. We have to have a healthcare provider, which I think is so funny. Literally, it's called a healthcare provider. They're providing the healthcare, and you want to take the provider out of it. It just seems bananas.
It's so backwards. Well, and even Planned Parenthood says that if you, you know, the best way to check for an ectopic pregnancy is through ultrasound. Ultrasounds are so essential to check for ectopic pregnancies, to check for the gestational age of the baby. And to your point, ultrasounds cannot happen over Zoom. They have to happen in person. And that's just basic common sense for any woman. And so it is staggering that the FDA would just care so little about women's health that they would take away the requirement that doctors provide this to women.
Is there a fear that if you have the ultrasound that you'll be closer to the child and then you might not want to buy the drug? I mean, it seems very weird, because there have been groups that have said, well, we want to push for an ultrasound beforehand. But most of the time, regardless, you are getting that first ultrasound to check to make sure this is not there's not some sort of anomaly or danger in the pregnancy. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, an ultrasound is a key part of providing medical care to a pregnant woman. And, you know, I think we definitely know that ultrasounds show the reality of what's going on inside of a woman. But again, I think that's part of fully informed consent. If she's going to end her pregnancy, she should understand, you know, everything about her pregnancy, including where it's at, as you said, whether or not it's multiples or not. But also, you know, I think this is another example of how the abortion industry tries to cut corners to save themselves money and to escape regulations, and at the expense of women's health. And we see this time and time again. And we heard that in oral arguments in this case from the manufacturer of the drug, that they oppose these regulations because it means that they sell fewer drugs. And it means that they have to do more for the health and safety of women. And, you know, so if I can just say too, one more thing is, I really wonder, where are the women's groups? I think women should be demanding better health care than this. This is medical malpractice that is being done to women. I had a conversation with a colleague of mine about this, who is pro-choice. And she said, I would never treat my patients like that. Why is this being allowed? She recognized, you know, again, she supports women being able to choose abortion, but she recognized that this is shoddy medical care. And I think that women should be joining together and demanding that the FDA be held accountable, because we as women deserve better healthcare than this.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you today, because I've watched how this has been presented on the media, and the media has presented this to women as they're going to take your healthcare away. And I just so appreciate what you both have done to fight to make sure women understand this isn't taking a choice away. This is protecting your body, protecting your future, and making sure you're healthy. And it just is so meaningful to me that you're willing to do this. Thank you so much for coming on today, Dr. Christina Francis and Kelly Fedoric. You guys are doing God's work.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Tudor.
Absolutely. And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. As always, for this episode, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com, or you can head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and join us next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.